The most recent meeting of the Advisory Council for the Florida Keys National Marine Sanctuary was streamed online for the first time. FIU Marine Science Professor Jim Forkran was there with a report on ominous signs in Florida Bay. So far, researchers have tracked 40,000 acres showing some symptoms from the biggest seagrass die-off in decades.
That doesn't mean there's 40,000 acres of dead bottom, but there are at least 40,000 acres in which there is active seagrass die-off happening right now.
Scientists say the cause is probably the same as last time. A drought means the water got too salty and too hot, and not enough freshwater is reaching the bay from the mainland Everglades. Recent rains appear to be too late.
Even though salinity's decreased, the trigger looks like it's been pulled, and the grass die-off area still seems to be expanding.
After the last seagrass die-off in the late 80s, there were massive algae blooms a few years later. I'm Nancy Klinginer in Key West.